Good morning. We'll be reading out of Luke 18. And as you turn there, this confession of sin has a little bit of a personal flair from me. This past week, some of you may have seen on Facebook where Amy posted about a college friend of ours who had a very bad turn health-wise in the past few weeks. He had a very bad lung infection, I guess, to the point that he was put on a respirator and was on it for a couple of weeks. And he has since been removed from that respirator and is able to speak with his wife and all of that now. They've got 4 or 5 young kids that are probably all 12 or younger. And it was a rather eye-opening thing when we saw that he was going through this. And it brought me back to where I was in college when I had met this friend. His name is Bracken. And at that point, I was not a Christian. And I would look at those that were self-proclaiming Christians and say, they're not any better than me. I'm just as moral as they are, but I had no Savior. Okay? And he would sit there, he and his roommate, we'd sit there for hours. This is how lame we were in college. Friday and Saturday nights, we'd sit in his room and talk about creation and talk about things like that. And he had the patience to sit there with me and to work through it. And why does this tie into what we're going to look at today? Well, I was like this Pharisee, starting in verse 9. And he also told this parable to some people who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and viewed others with contempt. Okay, I'll volunteer here that I think that while this is obviously he's speaking of a Pharisee here, I think there's many within the church today that still fall into and repeat the same error. Okay, so moving on into verse 10. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and was praying this to himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I pay tithes of all that I get. Again, remember in verse 9, Jesus was speaking to those who viewed others with contempt. Are there any today that you look at with contempt? Do you find yourself saying, God, I thank you that I am not like the politically liberal? God, thank you that I'm not like a mother who chose to have an abortion. God, I thank you that I'm not like a family who chose to send their children to public school. Or maybe, God, I thank you that I'm not like an Arminian. If so, perhaps your pride is what Jesus is confronting here. Instead, he gives us the example that we should follow in verses 13 through 14. But the tax collector, who of course would have been among that group that was despised by the Pharisee, but the tax collector, standing some distance away, was even unwilling to lift up his eyes to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I tell you, this man went to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. Let us pray. Lord, be merciful to us, for we have sinned. Even those that are saved, even those that have their faith and trust in you, we still stumble and we still sin. And we thank you for the mercy that is there for us. I pray that you would help us to not be proud, that we would see, rather than judgment on others or condemnation on others that we disagree with, or rather than focusing on their sins, may we see souls just like ours that need a Savior. Lord, have mercy on us. Amen.